Could God really love someone like you? Real Life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you will hear from Corey Douglas, who was on our previous show, who encountered the love of God as he was serving a life sentence.
You know, I think it's interesting because we need the love of God, and it's something that I believe all of us desire to our very core. Everyone who either doesn't know the Lord, whether they're atheist or even people who have come to know the Lord, really want to know the love of God. And I know after I came to know the Lord, I struggled even saying, God, do you really love me? I mean, Jesus died on the cross for me, but sometimes it's so hard to understand that, oh my gosh, he died for me, but look at all the things that I've done.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of us can feel that way. As someone who's listening right now is probably feeling that way, but there's a sharp, confident answer is that yes, God loves you. You might be saying, oh man, but I'm a sinner. How could God love me? Or I've sinned. I messed up. I mess up all the time. I'm not good like those people. You know, sometimes when we feel that way, we can not understand why God would love us.
Yeah.
But the truth is, in Romans chapter 5, verses 8, it says, but God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That means there's nothing we can do to get God to love us more. He doesn't love us based upon our merit or what we can do. God loves us simply because he died on the cross for us. Like, for example, if you died for someone, you took someone's, like, say, death penalty, that means you love them. You know what I mean? And you're trying to save them. Well, Christ, while we were yet sinners or enemies, he died for us. So if you're like, well, how could God love me? What I would say is he died on the cross for you. How could you say that he doesn't love you?
God does love you, and I'm praying that you will have a supernatural encounter with the Lord, and you will know that you know that he loves you. You will understand what is the height, the depth, the length, and the width of his love. And I'm praying that for me because I think it's important that we all have that in us. We're going to hear from Corey after the break, and he's going to share with us his powerful testimony.
Real Life is made possible this week by Elite Nails and Spa Towers and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Dreaming of a relaxing manicure, pedicure, and to die for nails? Make your dream a reality at Elite Nails and Spa, where they always take the time to leave you feeling sensational. Come see them at the corner of East Hamden and South Tower Road in Aurora, or call them at 303-955-7112. You'll get a 10% discount if you mention this radio ad. That's 303-955-7112.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult,
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakening.com. AwakeningTheNations.com. That's www.AwakeningTheNations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us once again is Corey Douglas, and he was sharing with us how he grew up in extreme poverty and ended up having some abuse happen to him from a stepfather, just became very bitter and angry, ended up on the streets, a leader of a gang, got into shootouts and all kinds of things. But things got worse for him. He thought he was kind of doing the right thing. He would go to take money from drug dealers.
Yeah. And well, then it got from worse to his friend and him. They were involved in a murder. His friend murdered someone, but he was there. But then the blame came back to him.
Yeah.
And he ended up serving a life sentence to prison.
Yeah, he was sentenced for murder. And so let's welcome to the show, Corey. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and I understand that it was 3 months before the police actually brought you in for questioning. But at that time, you thought they were just tricking you, you know, and pulling your bluff by saying, your friend is blaming you for this. And you're like, yeah, whatever, because, you know, they could do that. But really, he was blaming you for this murder that he did. How did you feel when you found out that you were being blamed for this?
Well, I felt tremendously hurt and betrayed because I felt that I was putting everything on the line to protect him. And this guy, we were together for like 7 years every day. And so it was kind of a shock, unbelievable. And it was just a tremendous wound.
Wow. So here you are in this jail waiting to go to prison, and you hear this homeless guy telling people about this Jesus, and it was shocking to you. What happened?
Well, after seeing the life on the inside of him and looking at him and saying, well, this man doesn't have anything natural to gain, and he comes in here faithfully time after time, I told my aunt to send a Bible up to the county jail because I said something in my mind. I said that if God did it for him, then maybe there's something to this God thing for me. I'm going to give it one more chance. And so I had my aunt send a Bible up to the county, and I didn't know where to start. So I started in Genesis. And when I got to Exodus, the 6th chapter, I ended up having a visitation with the Holy Spirit in that county jail. And I hit my knees in a lockup cell, and I just began to weep as God ripped the scales away from my eyes, and I heard the voice of God for the first time. But more than anything, it's like he just clothed me with a blanket of love, and it confused me because I knew that I was evil. I knew I wasn't right. I knew I still had hatred in my heart, and I couldn't find out why God was loving on me. I had always been taught that he didn't have anything to do with people like me.
Wow.
And so it confused me, and it broke me down in tears. And I heard his voice for the first time, and the Lord told me, he said, Corey, you see where putting your trust in the streets have gotten you. He said, give me that same loyalty, and I won't hurt you.
How?
And I told the Lord, I said, well, Lord, if you give me a second chance to live, I'll serve you for the rest of my life. And I never forget, I felt so unclean and dirty. I felt like I had just been used and discarded. And now my eyes were open and I had made a big mess of my life. And the Lord told me this. He said, Corey, I want you to go to prison. He said, your mind is not right. Your heart is not right. And you're not right. He said, I need to do a work in you and through you. And when I'm finished, I'll bring you out. He said, don't repay evil for evil. Don't turn state. Go before the court. Confess your sin. Ask for forgiveness for what you did and the part that you played. Keep your mouth shut and come on to prison. And that is exactly what I did.
Wow. That just touches my heart. You know that God loves you so much and he loves everyone listening, that he would come and take you as you are when you feel so dirty and just alone at that time. So the spiritual world that you never saw opens up, and here you are reading Exodus and God appears to you like that. It's amazing. And so you went off to the prison with the promise of what the Lord told you, and what happened there?
Well, every day I spent time in the Word and I prayed. I didn't watch TV. I didn't do any basketball, extracurricular. All of my time was spent in his presence. And when I got there, I was still struggling with so much guilt and shame and condemnation because my heart was changed. And so Satan would bring back my past and things that I'd done, people I had hurt. And I would get flashbacks of a man I left laying in blood. And he would tell me, you think you're going to heaven. You know, God is not going to forgive you. You got gang tattoos. There are no gangsters in heaven. And so I believed in the Lord, but I was struggling with believing that I was loved and accepted. Mm-hmm. And in the midst of that, I went to sleep one night covered in guilt and shame and was caught up to the throne in an out-of-body experience. And I saw Jesus from his waist down. He had on high priestly garments, purple, blue, and turquoise, and they were embroidered in gold. And as I stood before him, it was the Father speaking to me first person. And as he was talking, he did one thing that changed my life forever, has been the source of my freedom. He called me son. And when he called me son, it's like every chain of guilt and shame broke off of me and joy just exploded in my heart because I knew that in order for him to call me son, I had to be forgiven. Wow. And he walked me over to the right in heaven. There were bookshelves. He took a book off the shelf and he gave me the book. And I looked in the book and it was Revelation of the Gospel. So I asked the Lord, is that for me? He said, no, but I'm giving it to you to give to people on the earth. And then I left.
Wow.
That's beautiful. And it just brings us to tears to hear the power of God's love, that he would call you his son. And he would say, son, and he would show you this when you felt so alone in those times and unaccepted. He loved you, yet while you were a sinner. Then you continued to seek him and pursue him. How did things change after you knew that you were a child of God and that he actually forgave you for all that you've done?
Well, I can truly say that the best years of my life were in that place. And it's not because of the prison, but it was because of the presence of God that manifested. And my life changed tremendously. I mean, I grew in Him and discovered my calling. And so this is where I discovered who I was in Him and where He chose to groom me, you know, and to train me. And I ended up doing 15 years in prison total. Wow. A total of three different prisons. And every prison He sent me to, He used me to establish churches there and to help raise up ministries.
Wow, that's amazing. Wow. And it's amazing because even though you were there when that crime happened, you were paying the crime for someone else. And it's amazing because Jesus did that for us.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
He took on those sins for us. And it was like you did that for the person who was your friend that betrayed you. Did you ever find out what happened to this other guy when you got out of prison? Is he still on the streets, do you know? Or did you forgive him after all that?
He did. Actually, after I got sentenced, they brought me back and put me in the same cell with him. And I was placed face to face with him. They wanted me to hurt him. And they wanted to cut a deal with me to shorten my time to testify against him. But I walked in there, and after being filled with the Holy Ghost in prison, I looked him in the eye, and I pointed, and I said, what you did was wrong, and you hurt me. And I was trembling and crying, but I told him, but I forgive you. I said, God has a plan for my life, and it's bigger than prison, and it's bigger than this, and I forgive you.
Wow.
And I was set free.
Wow. Well, I thank God for what He has done in your life. And there are people listening now who are saying, you know, I have so much guilt and shame from the things I've done. I don't know if I'm a daughter or a son of God. I don't know if He could even love me or forgive me. And honestly, some people just need a new mind in Christ. What would be one thing you'd say to someone right now who's just done with life?
I would say that there is hope for a tree, that regardless of how deep your sin may seem to be and how rejected, alone, and unworthy you may feel, there's a God whose love never fails, and His banner over you is love. And if you can just believe in the power of His love and that the blood was shed, He will always give new life. It's never hopeless. He's a God of grace and a God of living hope.
Amen. Well, thank you for sharing your testimony. God bless you, Corey.
Bless you.
Well, I think Corey said it, and someone is listening right now saying, if this God can forgive, then I want that forgiveness. Jesus, right now, someone is calling out from the bottom of their heart saying, God, if you love me, will you forgive me? Will you forgive me of my sins and the things that I've done wrong? I repent, and I want to follow you. Give me a second chance at life. Let the old things pass away and let the new things come. We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.